Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is all good. Whatever is done by Supreme Lord is for the eternal benefit of all. I could not think about this, that such coincidence will happen. In 1904, this mart has been established. And in 1904, our Gurudev appeared in Bangladesh in Kanchanpura Dham, Madhapur subdivision there. Now it is in Bangladesh, people earlier at that time it was within India. And here this institution is also started in 1904. And we are observing centenary function. And the centenary function of this mart is also on that day. For that reason perhaps God has given some sort of impetus to them, bring all these devotees here to observe the centenary function of our Gurudev. Chance coincidence, unimaginable. Think about this. Now, today, in the subject here, teachings of the Gita. Everybody knows the impact of Gita in the whole world, global impact. Why? Generally people think impact of Gita in the whole world. Why generally people say like this? Because everybody's desire can be fulfilled by going through Gita. For that reason, wherever in the whole world you will go, they adore Gita. Gita is universally adored. But what Shankaracharya has said, we have to think deeply in the glorification of Gita. There he has written Gita Subhita Kartavya. Timanme Shastra Vistri Jashan Padmanabhasya Mukhapadmat Virishra. Shankaracharya is a great spiritual personality, everybody knows. He has written the glories of Gita. There it is said, Gita Subhita Kartavya. Gita is to be recited or sung nicely. Nicely means for the satisfaction of Sri Krishna, who is the holiest entity. If it is for the satisfaction of Krishna, then it will be rightly we have gone through Gita, or we have read Gita, or we have recited Gita, or we have sung Gita. Gita Subhita Kartavya. Ki anna shastra vidya, there is no necessity of any other scripture. If you read it with profound devotion, then everything you will get. Kimanu Shastra Jashan Padmanabhasya Padmadvishya. Gita has emerged from the lotus leaves of Padmanabha, Supreme of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna, he is speaking. Bhagavan Ubhati will find. Bhagavan said. Bhagavan means Krishna said. Bhagavan Ubhati. Bhagavan is talking, Bhagavan is speaking to Arjuna. For that reason, it has emerged from the lotus leaves of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So Gita is identical with Sri Krishna, non-different with Sri Krishna. It is the injunction of the scripture to worship Gita. Gita is not an ordinary book. Gita is one with Krishna. You get devotion to Gita, then actually you should have got devotion to Sri Krishna. Gita Sukita Gadgar Kimanya Shastra Jasan Padmanava Sukha Padmanava Pirishita Sarva Manishita Gara Dugdha Gopalanandana. All the Upanishads, the quintessence of the Vedas, are like cows. And Gopalanandana means Nanda Maharaj. The son of Nanda Maharaj is Gopal, Krishna. Krishna is Milky. Who is speaking about these glories? The most revered Shankaracharya. Yes, he is narrating this glory. Gopala Nanda, Krishna, is milking those cows. And the cows milking that milk is the essence of the old scriptures in Gita. Dugdha Gopalananda. Partha Varsha. Partha means virtue is the cow. Without cow, cows do not give milk. So to milk the cows, you have to bring the calves. The here calf is the pure devotee personal associate of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Arjuna, Partha. Was Sudhir Bhakta. Those who have got pure devotion, their Sudhi, their wisdom is nice, good. But that is for the absolute good Sri Krishna. For that is Sudhi, a devotee can test this. Sudhir Bhakta. And this Gita is Dugdha Amritavna, the Amrita, Dugdha Amrita, ambrosia of milk. And there also it is written, you carefully go through this, then you will understand everything. Ekam Shastram Devaputram Gita. Last and the last, he is ending it by saying, Ekam Shastram Devaputra Gita. Devaputra, son of Devakini is Krishna. One Shastra, what is Gita Shastra, is sung by Krishna. Ekam Shastram Devaputra Gita. Eka Deva Devaputra Eva. Only Supreme Lord can be one. Supreme Lord cannot be many. Because he is complete reality. He is absolute, he is infinite. Nothing can be outside infinite or outside absolute. If you say a particle of dust is outside Purna, outside complete reality, outside infinite, then infinite becomes finite. Everything is within it. Supreme Lord is one. He may have various pastimes, but Supreme Lord is one. In majestic aspects, he may be Narayan. In ethical aspects, he may be Ram. In sweet aspects, he may be Krishna. In this way. But ontologically, they are the same. Supreme Lord is one. Devaputra Eva, son of Devaki is Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, is, it is written there, Devaputra Eva. Eva, Eva mantra, the Sannamani Yani. One mantra, the highest mantra is Krishna. You will find in Padma Puran that Vishnu Ram, amongst all the Vishnu, if you utter 1,000 Vishnu Ram, then it will be equal to one Ram Nam. Ram Nam and Vishnu, Ram, Vishnu, Narayan, all are same. But in the manifestations, Ram is more than Vishnu. For that reason, in Pathapad, Rama, Rama, Ramiti, Ramiti, Rama, Rama, Mano, Rama, Shosunami, Tundam, Rama, Nama, Bharani. I have heard it in Punjab in different areas when Singh Sankirtan parties, they used to come and they used to perform song, they used to utter this word. Ram, 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 thrice I am uttering the name, because if you utter 1,000 Vishwanam, it will be equal to Ramana. Sahasranam Kundam Tiram Javad Ekamitta Krishna Namekam Tarpit. Sahasran 100, 1,000 name of Vishnu, if you thrice 3,000 name of Vishnu is equal to Krishna. The Krishna is three Ram Nam is equal to Krishna. Krishna is the highest. For that is the Shankaracharya written. Ego mantra tasunami namani yani. Karma vi ekam tasa devasya seva. Only one karma. That karma, what is that karma? Karma means service. Tasa devasya seva. Service of Krishna, son of devotee. By that the glorification has ended. So we have to take the teachings. If we do not take the teachings, then no efficacy of it. Only if you go through Gita and read Gita and don't accept the teachings, there should be a practical application of it. When I have been to America in Phoenix, one American gentleman who participated in our function, he told me, I have got great love for Gita. I was astounded to hear that America is such a person is there. Yes, without going through Gita, I did not go to do any work. Every day I used to go through Gita, after that I go to do my duties. Alright, every day. Then I was astounded. I praised him. I never thought of him. Then he said, Swamiji, although I go through Gita, but I don't believe Krishna as Supreme Lord. Krishna might be a superhuman being, or a great politician, or a great diplomat. Still I remember. And these words, I think, even we hear in India also, somewhere. Though in our meetings, when the President, Chief Guest, they come, they also say like this. I've heard. And there also he is. I was astonished. You are going through Gita. I want to know from you. So I mentioned some verses from Gita to substantially say that Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is a superhuman being. He is a great diplomat and politician. You go through Gita. So you have to give evidence from the verses of Gita. There is no such verse. Just the opposite. Matta pradam nandavasti kinchit dhanam vai sarvidam pradam sutra-garmane monikanaya. There is nothing superior to me, as Shankaracharya said. That is correct. But what is the use of going through Gita if you don't accept the teaching? There is nothing superior to me. All are ever linked with me. Matta pradam nandavasti kinchit dhanam jaya. Vaishavadam pada sutri manigalaya. Ahangi sarvajagyanam bhakta chaparvriyuta. I am the only master and only I am the enjoyer. You find in Gita. Dhyaya jasmat khara madhitham akshatyotta matashmilogi vahita prahita purushatya. Khara means all these living beings. These corporeal liberal beings, conditioned souls. Supreme Lord is beyond the comprehension of this conditioned souls, beyond the comprehension of the sense organs, gross or subtle sense organs, mind and intellect, beyond. Beyond these individual corporeal souls, and also supremely superior to Brahma and Paramatma. So he said Purushottam. Purushottam, you will find Purushottam is Jagannath. He is Purushottam. Krishna is Purushottam. He is the cause of all causes. And he is Purushottam. He is not equal to Brahma Paramatma, more than that. Brahma Rahi Pratishtha Amritashtha Vaishyata Shati Dharmasya Shukeshwa Hikanti Vaishyata. I am the cause of impersonal formless Brahma. Brahma Rahi Pratishtha Amrita Ambrosia, actual Ambrosia will find you in me. In the milk portion you will not get actual Ambrosia. You can have a long life, but all these worlds in this universe will be destroyed in absolute dissolution. Everything will be destroyed. Nothing will be during the time of annihilation. So, see here, Brahma Nipatishtha, Amritashtha, Vaishracha, Shasana Dharma, Sukeshwa Hidantita. All Nitya Dharma is the cause of Nitya Dharma. Nitya Dharma are the Dharma between God and His devotee. That Dharma is Nitya. God is Nitya. Devotee is Nitya. Devotion is Nitya. And Sukeshwa Hidantita Sukeshwa. In Bhagavad Prem, Braja Prem, sweet Prem, He is the cause of that. You will find in Gita, then he said that Krishna has got birth, how we can accept him as supreme? But it is written there Krishna himself has said, Janma karma jo dibbam evam veti dapta dakta deho prajanam naiti maviti shodjana. My birth is not like other conditioned souls. It is self-effulgent. Dharma karma jo dibbam. My birth and my pastimes, they are ontologically, they are divine and transcendental. Dibbam. As sun is self-effulgent, you cannot see the sun in the night. You have got the experience, whatever you want to see, you have to take the help of light. But in the night, it would gather all the light, electric light of Bangalore or Karnataka. You will not be able to see the sun. You have to wait for the rise of the sun. Sun is self-luminous. So the procedure of seeing sun, which are not self-luminous, it cannot be applied to sun. You have to stay for the grace of the sun. When sun will rise, you have to take the grace of the sun, the light of the sun, through the light of the sun, then you can see the sun. And you can see all the things of this world in proper perspective. Our most revered Shiksham from Tujjivasana Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj used to say, with three, four lines. When one is enlightened with the knowledge means self-effulgent knowledge, when one is enlightened with the knowledge, by his ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, and sun lights up everything at daytime. When sun rises, through the ray of the sun, you are seeing the sun. And simultaneously you are seeing all the things of your trees, birds, and our beasts and mountains and all these things, various things. And you can have in proper perspective. Like that, when Supreme Lord will descend your heart, then you will see your own self. And you will see the whole world in proper perspective. Then you see the connection. Connection that all the living beings in this world are connected with the Supreme Lord. When you shall have love for Supreme Lord, you cannot have the impetus to injure any of the living beings of the world, not to speak of human beings. Even sadhus, they cannot injure an insect. They see the Atma is there in that insect. Everywhere is there. We are not seeing that, but those who see that, how can they have the aptitude to injure? When we are enveloped by the initial energy of the Supreme Lord, by the opera potency as per Gita, Kitya Ked Varubham Man Buddhi Ahankar, that is, Bhumi Rapa Nalo Mayu Khang Man Buddhi Vata, Ahankar Ityam Vibhinna Prakita Ashtaka, Apara Yam, Itus Kandam Prakiti Vindhi Veparam, Dibahutam Mahavajaya Jaga Dhakti Jagat. There is one opera prakriti, opera but not para, not superior, inferior energy, inferior material energy, by which we have got this physical body. It is composed of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, and then one subtle body, mind, intellect, pervertery. The real self is the outcome of the parapanasi. It is to annam prakriti vidhi me param jiva bhutam. Then another superior potency, spiritual potency, jiva is the outcome of the parapanasi. So, they are coming from Supreme Lord. They are in Supreme Lord. Their vice is to remain for Supreme Lord. In Taito Revolutionary Time, Yatuva Imani Bhutani Jayanti, Yeva Jadani Jivanti, Yat Prajanti Visham Visanti, Tad Vigarna Diva Brahma. We are the parts of the energy of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is substance, absolute conscious substance. And He is the core, He has got infinite opulences, not sixfold only. Vaishadhyasa Savagrasya Virjasya Jaharadhyaya Gyara Vajagra Sannak Bhagavitinga. In Vishnu Purana we find this six opulences, principle of essence. Totality of wealth, Vaishadhyasa Savagra, Virja, totality of power, totality of fame, totality of beauty, totality of knowledge, totality of renunciation. But in beyond this, there may be many other opulences. He is Bhagavan, 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 Bhagavan Shakti, one who has the Shakti, potential. Here it is not defined, this such Shakti will remain. He possesses infinite potencies, not only six more potencies. So, Apajānati māṅgūrhā manuṣṭhāṇu māśya param bhavajānta mava bhūta mahaśya. In Gita, Krishna says, they disregard thinking me as a human being. That human beings, they are born to reap the fruits of their actions. Like that they have physical body. No. I appear in my transcendental form to rescue the fallen soul. Every age he appears. There are several appearances of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is always thinking about the condition of his own living beings who are like his sons and daughters. He has got love for all. But why you have come to this prison house? because we desire. As for example, parents you will find have got some sort of weakness to his children, to their children. Now a child wants to eat something which is not good, and mother prohibits it, right? Don't take. But the child is crying. Their mother has got weakness. Let the child take. Like that, when the conscious beings, they, by misuse of that relative independence, they want to enjoy this world without serving Krishna. Because it is part of the potency. Potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. My potency will remain for me. And potency of Supreme Lord should remain for him. That is natural. But as the conscious being, mind of conscious being, he has got thinking, feeling and willing, and by that he can desire something bad, good, forcibly, you can force him to that. Supreme Lord does not force it. If he forces, then that consciousness will be destroyed, will become inert. He appears himself and tries to persuade them to surrender to him willfully by giving instructions to them or through his sadhus, to his own personal associates, or by remaining within the heart as oversoul, as Paramatma, is giving impetus, we should do this. The human birth has got this sort of qualification. He has created 84 lakhs of birds, species, for which? Because his sons, they want to enjoy. They cannot enjoy Krishna. How they can enjoy Krishna? Krishna is the enjoyer and master of all. So he has to create these whole infinite Brahmandas and 84 lakhs of species, go through it and satisfy yourself. Ultimately, after 80 lakhs of birds, being aquatic animals and trees and insects, and worms, and birds and beasts, after that 4 lakhs human birth. And human birth, what has given? Discriminating power. Now we think, do you want to enjoy this world or to come to me? You are the part of the potency. You think this discriminating power of good and bad, eternal and non-eternal, this human being can do it. Other living beings, they move by instinct, they have got no conscience. But human beings have got conscience. And in spite of that, by creating human being, Supreme Lord is happy. In Bhagavad, Supreme Lord is happy. The human being will be able to worship. If you not worship, they are most unlucky, unfortunate. They have spoiled their chance. Any moment this human birth may perish, and after that again they shall get human birth. There is no certainty. For that reason, whatever you think at the time of death, and you will have births in like manner. For that reason, Raja Bharat, at the time of his parents leaving the family life, he thinks about a year or a deer by thinking that he died and he has the birth of a deer, such a person. So there is no guarantee that we shall get again human birth. When you have got human birth, for which purpose? For worshiping Supreme Lord. Ahar nidra bhaya goi jananja samanra pusumi narana dharma hitesha gadigir dharma naida pusumi shabhat. Eating, sleeping, defending and mating, all these beasts and birds they are being. For that reason this human part is not meant. It is meant for worship of Supreme Lord. For that reason they are neglecting me, they are disregarding me without knowing me. For that, we are to, time is going to be finished, so up to, I think, 8 minutes more. So there are various for the persons here in these human beings, they are not capable of accepting all kind of form of worship, but that is karma yoga is there, jnana yoga is there, yoga yoga is there, bhakti yoga is there, everything is there in Gita you will find. But everything is written there. In that, when karma yoga and Krishna persuades them to do karma. Without doing karma, you cannot remain. You have to do some karma. Without karma, you have to do karma. Otherwise, you will not be able to maintain your life. Like this, giving impetus for karma. But ultimately, where it is taking? Jagyasat karma, annatra lokayam karma vandha tattham karma vandha mukta sandhya. Jagya me vishwiti siddhe. The whole reality is jagya. You do karma for jagya, for food, for the complete reality. Then there will be, without any desire, then there will be no attachment. If you do your karma for the non-eternal things of the world, you will be entangled in this world. Jagyasat karma, annatra lokayam karma vandha tattham karma vandha mukta sandhya. Oh, Hriyam Taksha. You do this. Where Gyan is what Yuvraja is, it is very praised. Gyan is like a fire. Where there is the knowledge that I am Atma, so he has no desire for all these mundane things. And he wants salvation, he wants to merge himself into form this form like that. Gyanagni Sarvakarmani Bhasprasat Kurita Arjuna. But ultimately, Bahunam Jarman of the Ganavan Man Prabhupada, the Bhagavad Gita Shavamaha, in Gita, I say, after many births, Jnanis can understand that without the grace of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, I cannot get absolute bliss. I cannot get God. God is supreme. Without His grace, there is no equal to Him, more than Him. After many births, Bhunam Jamra the Ganavan Bhankabu. And when Yoga was stated, there also in 6th chapter, Tapasimpo Dhiko Yogi, Gani Bhopi Mato Dhika, Kalpit Bhatsa Dhiko Yogi, Tasma Yogi Bhavati. Yoginava Visarvesa, Madhgata Andaratma, Sraddhavan Bhavati, Yogaman, Swami Yukta Tamam. Tapasi, those who are ascetics, performing severe penances, ascetics and hermits. Yogis are superior to tapasya. Yogis are superior to jnani, those who are worshipping impersonal Brahma. They want to get knowledge, absolute knowledge only, knowledge. And yogis exist as the knowledge, Satchidananda. Exist as knowledge, they see Paramatma in their heart. The yogis are superior to Brahma. From Jnani. For that day you become a yogi. Jnani Vyaman, Kormit Bhatshadiko Yogi. Jnanis are superior to Karmi, so yogis are superior to me, so you become a yogi. But ultimately said, Yoginama Visarvesha. There are so many yogis, Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Bhakti Yogi, Hatha Yogi, etc. But so many yogis are there. By which you can get Hatha Yogi for physical benefit, you find in America and other places they are yogis. But nobody can remain in this world eternally. Whatever yoga they can live, that is temporary. But permanent remedy is you have to go to the secretary first said that our motto is back to home, back to Godhead. We have to go to this place, to the place of the heaven, to the temple of the is spiritual realm, transcendental realm of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Then there will be no cause of killing anything. Then we have lost everything. No. We will get everything. Unless you get the complete reality, there will be dissatisfaction in you. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnam Dichyate Purnasya Purnamada Purnamashishyate Om Shanti 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 Virattharana. You got Purna, others will also get Purna. Infinite minus infinity will be infinity. Infinite Purna minus Purna is not zero. Purna minus Purna is Purna. If everybody is taught that if Purna is your requirement, then if you get the Purna, all will get. But if you say, this body, I am this body and body interest are only my interest, if you get some area, some portion of this Bangalore city, others will be deprived. There will be clashing between heaven and heavens. But if you were directed towards Supreme Lord, then there will be no clashing. Everybody, infinite individual souls can get Supreme Lord. So there will be no clashing. And when you will have love for Sri Krishna, through Nama Sankirtan, as he said in Kali Yuga, then their love for Krishna and all living beings in this world. You will see that I love somebody and I enjoy any of his part. It cannot be. If I love somebody, if you love me, love my dog. If I love somebody, his own person also will be dear to me. If I love Krishna, actual love, then you love for all living beings in this world. And there will be no clashing. The center of interest should be one, and there are different centers of interest, the clashing is inevitable.